What's up, everyone, and thanks for listening to the Average Nerd Podcast. It's your boys, the Average Nerds. We're just a bunch of average guys talking about nerdy things. I'll be your host for the day, Juan. And joining us, as always, we have the collector cutie himself, Jorge.
I don't want to grow up.
Our master chase finder, Dave.
Do it.
And his Funko fan club number is 1. It's Av.
Be happy.
Nice.
I changed it.
Oh, that's a nice one. That's a nice one.
And then, unfortunately, Jay couldn't make it with us today, but instead, helping us out today, we have 2 very special guests. First and foremost, he's a friend of the podcast. He's been here a few times. There is no grail holier than him, Father Raj.
I tried to get out, and they dragged me back in.
And then also, first time on the podcast, he is the eater of worlds and gross jelly beans and lobster candy, JP, a.k.a. Jiro Moriarty.
What's up? Pop, pop.
I have to tell you something new. Something.
Is that from Community?
Pop, from Community, pop. Yeah.
It is, yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us today. We're going to be talking about collecting within the pandemic. Yes, that's right. So we are touching on the pandemic. It's been past a year now since we've been sheltered in place and kind of all stuck at home. But somehow yet we still all are able to get our favorite collectibles and nerdy things throughout this. If anything, some of us have collected even more or got back into collecting.
Eesh. Yeah.
But before we get into all that, as we like to start off every episode, we started off with our GTK of the day, our getting to know you question.
Getting to know you.
He rolled down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that GTK.
And today's GTK of the day, outside of collecting, what's a hobby you picked up during the pandemic? JP, it's your first time on the podcast. Would you like to start us off?
So, when the pandemic started, we're all stuck at home and I needed a reason to go outside. So, I just started to run and work out.
Nice.
That's a good one.
It's a good hobby.
It was cool to see you. You were running from zombies, right? You had that app that like you were doing zombie runs.
It's called Run Zombies Run, I believe. And it's an app where you listen to it. It's a story. You play as a runner and you have to do things while zombies chase you. And then there's a point where it'll cue a zombie attack and you have to run faster than your current pace to avoid the zombies. Like it will determine it from your phone and everything like that. So,
happens if you get caught by the zombie?
You lose, like you're supposed to gain items throughout the run, so you lose a bunch of items if they catch you because you like throw it at them to like distract them or something like that. That's the story.
What app is this?
Zombies Run is the name of the app. There you go, Zombies Run.
That's a ingenious app. It makes me actually want to run, and I never run.
Juan, if you download it, I will too.
Okay.
Oh.
We could play Pokemon too while we're taking breaks.
There's also the walk, which is the same people, but it's designed for walking. So,
if you just want to walk, my speed,
yeah,
perfect for me.
Yeah. Oh, the walk.
Is there a dance one where you can dance away from zombies?
I don't know.
Ooh.
Zemo dance away from zombies.
Hey.
That one I'll do. I'll do that.
What happens if you body roll? What will the zombie do?
Oh my.
Will it confuse the zombie?
It'll probably just confuse the zombie, I would imagine.
It'll body roll with you, probably. Body rolls are infectious.
More infectious than zombies.
Right? Yeah, it is. Yeah. More infectious than zombie bites, the body roll.
Awesome. So, Father Raj, how about you? What's a hobby you picked up?
Yeah, you know, I picked up a couple of different hobbies, or I got back into a couple of things. I started cooking more. So I think listeners might know that, you know, I've got a food podcast, Food and Faith podcast. And so for that part of that, I started cooking more, experimenting more with food. So as getting into that, I want to, I guess I'll mention another thing. I was reassigned, so I had to move to a different city. And everybody was telling me to get a pet because I was going to be living on my own. So one of the hobbies that I'm thinking about getting into is getting a pet. And so I guess a hobby is researching pets. That's what I've been doing a lot over the last couple of months because I don't know. I was warned that Juan might not like this, but I'm really thinking about getting a ball python.
I hate snakes. Yeah. Like that's my, like, I'm not scared of, like, not to be cocky or whatever, like, I'm not scared, but I'm not really, I don't really have that many phobias or anything like that. Like, I'm not scared of heights or anything, but snakes, that's my one phobia. Like
Indiana Jones.
Yeah. Anytime I see a snake, I'm like,
why did it have to be snakes? I'll keep it in its cage, Juan, if you come to visit, I'll keep it in its cage. But it's so crazy. I'm like researching equipment, and it's a fun hobby to just window shop. And you know, with ball pythons and with snakes in general, now they're doing a lot of like breeding, so you can get some really awesome things. There's actually a stormtrooper snake, it's black and white.
Whoa.
That I'm looking into possibly.
Get it.
Do it. I'm thinking about that. Kind of matches, you know, my priest outfit, black and white. So.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
I was thinking about that.
Are those poisonous?
No, ball pythons, they're constrictors.
They're constrictors.
So they're not venomous.
Yeah. Okay.
So they're really easy too, because people want me to get a dog or a cat, but that's like, I'm super busy. So,
yeah.
You know, you got to feed those every day. A snake you feed like once a week or like once every, you know, not as often, and it's easier to clean up after them, all that stuff. So anyway, that's window shopping snakes and all the different designs has been a hobby.
Nice. I mean, I don't know how nice it is because I hate snakes, but nice that you're nice for you.
Thanks.
Nice for you.
Thanks.
How about you, Jorge?
I'm trying to think of if there's anything I picked up that's a hobby. This isn't really a hobby, but I went back to school. Does that count?
Yeah, sure.
School's been my, you know, kind of taking up time as like something I'm spending time doing. But since I enjoy it, because I am having fun this go around, I guess you could say it's kind of like a hobby. So I went back to school for digital marketing. So it's a lot of social media stuff.
Ooh, fun.
We've been having discussions about like Instagram and Facebook and how all these platforms can affect a market. And so it's been a lot of fun.
Cool. How about you, Dave?
Oh, I never really considered myself a gamer, but I feel like it's appropriate now to say that I am, because I mean, only game I'd play was like Pokemon Go, and every now and then like Kingdom Hearts and Final Fantasy whenever they'd come out with one. But yeah, I'm into like Rocket League and some VR games, Beat Saber. I've played Smash Brothers, and yeah, still going hard on Pokemon Go, got the grind. But yeah, I'd say that's probably my little hobby that I picked up.
Nice. How about you, Ev?
Not a damn thing.
You started to work.
Only because I've pretty much worked the entire pandemic. There was no real breaks. When it first all started, I was only closed for, I think it was only 6 weeks. Mm. Then I was allowed to open back up again. So that's about it. I mean, I bought paint pens and paint, but ooh, I'm not doing anything with them. So it's just the thought, I guess, just like Father Raj, you know, doing research, right? I actually bought material to do things. Or
you should join Fan Art Friday with me.
So,
yes, maybe. Come on.
We'll see. We'll see.
I bought paint too.
You bought paint too?
Yeah. I have paint too. I was thinking of painting some D&D figs, but I don't have them yet.
Come on.
Just don't paint your Sunai prototype.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh yeah.
Keep that one blank.
I know. I need to keep that one blank.
Nah, you could do it. You could paint it. But yeah, for me, that's it. Nothing really exciting. So we'll see.
Does podcasting count?
It does. I was gonna say that, but
oh, yeah, huh. Yeah, that's like a hobby for me. Podcasting.
Yeah.
Streaming
for all of
podcast
us.
Streaming.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess that should be part of it, outside of collecting and podcasting. Since we're all podcasters here.
Right.
Or streamers. Cool. For me, it's kind of split up in half. So there was hobbies I picked up pre-Ben and hobbies I picked up post-Ben. So before Ben was born, all I did was play Animal Crossing. Ooh, that was like my number one hobby, was just on Animal Crossing 24/7. Post-Ben, I haven't played Animal Crossing since Ben was born, because I just don't have the time to play any video games.
It's baby crossing now.
Yeah. Yes. So now it's just a lot of...
Every day you have daily tasks.
Yes. Yes. Being a dad and looking up things for Ben and looking up how to take care of a baby. But outside of Ben, I've also been watching a lot of cooking shows, a lot of Gordon Ramsay. So we've been cooking a lot lately. I made, what's it called? Beef Wellington the other day.
Ooh.
What is that?
It's like a beef loin wrapped in prosciutto? No, not prosciutto. Prosciutto. And then like you put like mustard in it and stuff. And then there's like a puff pastry around it.
Yeah, did you make your own puff pastry or did you just bought
the store? No, that's way too hard. Yeah, I just bought it. Because if you make your own puff pastry, you have to like layer it and stuff. Yeah. Well, that's another show I was watching a lot during the pandemic was a Great British Bake Off. So I did a little bit of baking too. I tried making my own banana bread.
Nice.
That turned out?
It turned out pretty good.
Oh, I did some baking too. I did. I've been picking up a little bit of baking. So I've been, so on one of our episodes, we did bread baking. And so I did pan de sal.
Oh, nice.
On one episode, and then I just learned a recipe for peasant bread, which is super easy.
Is that like non-leavened bread?
No, it's you add some yeast to it, but it's a super simple recipe. You let it rise, and then you cook it in like a bowl, and so it's just kind of a simple loaf, nice. Ceramic bowl. Yeah, peasant bread.
I was like, with that anduril in the background, Father Raj, is that your
lembas bread?
Of lembas bread?
Yeah, I should look up a recipe for lembas bread. Dave's referring to I have anduril on my wall from Lord of the Rings. So yeah, I should make some lembas bread. I should look up.
I
a
love
recipe.
How every episode we're talking about. Hey, look how crazy that is in your background. I'm like, well, people listening to podcasts are like, man, screw these guys. Awesome. Well, thanks everyone for answering the GTK of the day. Again, we'll be talking about how it's been during the pandemic. It's kind of our 1 year check-in and how we've been still been able to collect. And so I guess overall, how has collecting been for you during the pandemic? I know, Dave, you've been still collecting pretty hard. Let's have you start.
Busting me out, Juan. I guess I've been collecting... Still kind of the same habits. I mean, I don't know. I kind of feel like I'd spend this kind of money on like traveling or going to cons. I mean, why not? I've amassed like my Quix collection and I've started a few more designer toys. Some Sank, Rato Kim, Vanser toys, Sune from Valor and Vellum. But, I don't know. I kind of...
How's it been trying to, like, procure all these things? Has it been easier or harder or pretty much the same? Or, like, how has it been actually, like, trying to get these items? Because most items are now, especially when you're buying from, like, bigger stores, are all pre-orders now instead of actually, like, getting it right away.
Yeah.
So how's it been for you?
No, I definitely just been doing everything online. Been lucky with a lot of, like, some of these drops because... As you know, with some designer toys we've mentioned before, they're very limited. So once they drop online, you have to be quick. But yeah, I've been lucky and
quick.
I don't know,
no
some
pun
people
intended.
Yeah. Yes. But yeah, some people kind of think that I'm a bot or I have a bot, but I actually don't. Yeah. I don't know. You just have to act fast.
With the force. The force is strong with this one.
Trust Dave, I have a question for you. So did you drop any of that stimmy on?
Oh, I did. It's funny. It's glad you mentioned that. Shout out to Live in La Vida Yoko, who works with Super 7 right now. But I'm glad a few of us have visited their store in San Francisco because I've picked up quite a few things from there, too.
I thought you were going to say shout out to the U.S. government. Thank you.
Thank you.
I know, Father Raj, for you, you kind of started collecting again. I don't know if it's the pandemic to blame or if it's us because you started listening to us again or
yeah a little
getting back into collecting.
A little bit of both, right? No. Yeah, I so I used to collect before I entered the seminary, before I you know, took on this new vocation. I collected toys all throughout. I still have a good chunk of my Lord of the Rings action figures. But other than that, I gave away tons of toys or I sold them, pops and all that stuff. So my pop collection was down to, I think, like a dozen toys just a dozen of like the key ones that I really wanted to keep. Some Goonies pops, a Philip Rivers pop, just a couple. And then, so I was just kind of resolved to, you know, that would be a small collection and I'd keep it. It'd be easy to move around if I got, if I had to move to different cities. But then, the pandemic came, and so I'm looking around at other people's collections, and I'm also, and it really was, I mean, it wasn't, I don't think it was just kind of a frivolous decision. I really thought about it. I was like, okay, you know, I'm a little bit settled. I think there's a joy. Some of you, I know Jorge commented on a post on my Instagram about, you know, when I talked about recollecting again, but there is something like intrinsically good about collections and toys, and we can find beauty and good in that stuff, and then the community, right? And so, like, I you know, I wanted to be able to support the community and journey alongside with folks who are collecting, and then so it's been a good experience. I'm still very selective about kind of the collections that I'm pursuing. So you know, I just finished thanks to several folks, namely Jorge and Beehive Midtown. I finished my Soup Troop Paka Paka collection. I'm complete now on that. So, you know, I mentioned food is a big thing with the Fam and Fed podcast. But, you know, these soup toys, they were super, I thought, well done, well designed. So I was able to complete that collection. And then now I'm just trying to pick out, like, key figures that I think, you know, will be nice for my collection. And then I picked up my first designer toy during the pandemic. Vanter Toys, Rambi, the Beehive Midtown collaboration. So, and I just want to share, like, that experience of trying to make sure I got it was just exhilarating.
Right.
So that was, like, you know, a very cool, a positive vibes kind of experience. And I know there's probably some people who maybe didn't get it and are left sad or whatnot. But for me, that moment was just like good adrenaline, good feelings. It's like, okay, I was seeking something and I got it. So there was so that's been my experience. And it's been good. It's been, like, again, building connections with folks. And then art, maybe this last thing I'll say, my master's thesis is on beauty, right? And so I always talk about how, you know, we can find beauty in a lot of different things. And even, like, you know, respecting the artist and respecting seeing what, you know, how they create things in their mediums to point to something better. To point to something cool. And so, like, you know, I could speak to that about, you know, what in toys points to something good. You know, the work of Dave on the Rambi, and then, you know, all the ideas on that stuff. I think there's some, you know, and then the human connection with, you know, Av and his family and all of that is, you know, I really appreciated the story of that particular toy and the beauty of that particular toy. And that's why I was excited to get it. So.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Dang, Father Raj. Nice. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Awesome. Japes, I know you've been collecting a bit as well. You got that Tsune proto over on the stream the other day.
Finally, I got a Tsune.
Congrats.
Thank you. But I would say, like, for the pandemic, I think I'm also with Father Raj. It actually made me collect more. it honestly it did, and then I think it started off with a lot of my favorite artists that I used to collect pins with and everything like that. They were selling things for like half off at the beginning of the pandemic, just as a way they can have some type of income. So I thought it as a way, like, it's a way for me to help support these artists and everything. So that's why I started collecting more pins. I think I have there's a ton of pins like I have now because of just so that I can support people that I appreciate, like their artwork and everything like that. And what Father Raj was saying and things like that, hanging out with you guys, it's like I've never been to Super 7 before and I've now gone and things like that. I've done it. I've done like the whole genre of like collecting, like seeing all the different types of like designer collectibles. I didn't really know about those until like recently, and things like that. And now I'm starting to look at those things and I'm like, those look cool. Oh, yes. I should get one.
Good.
Can I add to something about that? So, yeah. So JP, we went to another store recently, Kimono My House, which sells a lot of old school anime memorabilia from like 80s, 90s, early 2000s. So JP picked up a Evangelion. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Piece. And then I like a day later, I tagged him that in a post from Crunchyroll, because they had like a Godzilla mecha Evangelion themed piece. And then JP posted like a day later, newest purchase. I was like,
yep. I saw it. It's funny because I saw it before and I ignored it. And then I got the Evangelion stuff. And then you did it to me. And I was like, I should get it now. I started my Evangelion collection, so I should. Technically, I started by purchasing Eva Unit 1 from a place called Beehive Collectibles. I did get that first, so that's it. Made me want to get more Evangelion stuff.
Nice.
Hey, JP, did you know that Filipino artist Quix also has an Evangelion Tech 63?
Actually, no. There's another one out right now, Dave, that's in a collaboration with a Korean artist that you can buy that's in stock.
There you go, JP. That's
no, not Ratokim.
I'll have to look this. You will have to show me this later.
Are we taking a break so JP can go buy this right now?
Yeah. No, I'm going to send you the link.
Send me the link.
Palpatine over there is going to send the link.
I know. JP's just like, yes, master.
This is totally a side note. And you can cut this out, Juan, if you don't want to put it in. But I think it's like when I got back into collecting, I was like, okay, at least most of my fandoms aren't like totally out there. The ones that I really care about, so like Goonies and Lord of the Rings, like those two major fandoms, like I haven't seen in designer toys or in lots of other products. So I'm focusing on those things. And so like the Do It isn't as strong.
But did you see they're releasing new Goonies pops?
Oh, I got them pre-ordered through Beehive already.
I think they're hitting next month. So,
speaking of Beehive, Av, how's it been for you, especially since you own an actual store?
It's gotten a little worse because of knowing you guys. Because of the whole designer toys and even like Pokemon cards and things like that. So it brought out the itch of, even though I don't play Pokemon, I still love the adrenaline of opening packs. Cause I was a card collector when I was younger. So sports cards, but just opening packs and seeing like you guys excited for what I pull or just knowing, oh, this card I think is good. That's been a little crazy. And then, the designer figures, the art toys that, I don't have as many as you, as Jorge and Dave, but I'm buying them. So that's changed. and another collection that I picked up again is sneakers. So
that's dangerous.
It is super dangerous because it's even more expensive than designer toys. So we say this all the time, Funko brought us together. But it's funny that, well, for me, it's like Funko is his diet. And it's also funny because I own a store that sells mostly Funko items, is that I stopped buying as much as I used to as far as Funko items. Yeah. So, there's some here and there, some older ones that I'm still looking for and some new releases that I do still pick up and keep in my collection. But it's not as crazy as it was before because I have other things that I'm currently interested in. So, it's just the pandemic. I think it is brought the collector in me out even more because, the whole retail therapy, the thing where what Dave said, no cons, no travel. So you have extra money to spend on, things that you enjoy and you like. So it's definitely hit me. So I'm in the same boat as a lot of other people, a lot of collectors.
Something else you've been collecting is hair. Look at that mane, man.
This is true.
Collecting hair. Wow. I was just letting it all flow out right now.
Yeah. Wow. For the people that can't see, yeah. It's shaking. It's been a year. It's been over a year
since you've cut
my hair. Yeah. Wow. So I am collecting hairs.
Jorge's waiting for you to cut that hair for you.
We're gonna live stream. We're gonna live stream that.
When that would be a fun live stream. We really should do that. That would be really fun.
He cut my hair. I used to have Ab's hair too.
Yeah, oh, I remember. Yeah. He had a ponytail too.
He had longer hair too.
Hey, yeah. Can I give an update on the thing Jorge sent me?
Did you just buy it?
I just pre-ordered it.
Live.
That's real time.
In episode.
Real time. Yeah, in real time.
All right. Jorge, send me a link. I'll see what I can. I still got a little more stimmy money.
I gotta see what I got up my sleeve.
Shout out to the U.S. Treasury.
Oh man.
Well, it's funny. We named. We went like shopping last Saturday. Safely, of course. Mask, hand sanitizer, distance, all that. But we named it Stimmy Saturdays. Because we started to get our stimulus checks, and then we were like, all right, let's go hit up Super 7.
That's a good segue to you, Jorge. How's it been for you?
Oh my gosh. I really think I collected more this year than I have any other year. I don't know how that happened, but it did. But to be fair, I have traded off some pieces. So there are a few things that have left my collection, mm-hmm. and then there are a few things that have joined my collection. Mm-hmm. Just like Dave, I actually started collecting a bunch of new stuff and more in the designer toy category. I think Dave mentioned Ratokim. I recently started getting a lot more Ratokim pieces. Super 7, we mentioned Super 7, got some Super 7 stuff, which is really fun, by the way. They're a really fun toy company. They have some videos on YouTube that are fun to watch. Feel good, lighthearted stuff that showcases some of their pieces and lines that have come out in the past. But yeah, my collecting has if anything, it never slowed down. It might have sped up. So.
Oh, and you're starting to get into prints now too, right?
Yeah, there's that. I've managed to avoid prints. Like, we would go to conventions for the past 4 or 5 years or 4 years, however long it's been. And like, I would see all these cool artists and I'm like, oh, it's a good thing I don't collect prints because this is dangerous. Well, I started. So mainly though, because I wanted to decorate the studio, remodeling the barber studio. So I picked up a few prints, some from Valor and Vellum, our friend Priscilla, and then a few other artists. So I will be putting those up in the studio pretty soon.
Nice. I think for me, I'm kind of in the same boat as Ev, where I actually didn't collect as many pops as I thought I would. So I guess going back to what I said before, there was a pre-Ben and a post-Ben time. So pre-Ben, before he was born, I was actually getting rid of a lot of stuff because I was like, I got to make room. I got to sell stuff, make money for this baby. So I was like on Mercari every day. People at the post office knew who I was because I would always just be dropping off packages that I was selling. Just like that, once Ben was born, I don't know why, I just started buying more stuff again. But not as much pops. I got more into like action figures again. Marvel Legends. I started collecting some Black Series pops, Star Wars, Transformers. They just released the re-released Beast Wars Transformers. So I got into those again. Power Rangers Lightning figures are really big. So basically anything that like has posable action to it.
It's a lot of Hasbro.
Basically I became a Hasbro Pulse fan.
Lego too, right? You started.
Yeah, that's another thing, is that I was actually had two bins of Legos that I was trying to get rid of and just give away to someone, right? So I was like asking like our friend Raj and JP, know them, Ward and Stacy, if their son Linus wanted my Legos. Like, yeah, but I just never got around to giving it to them, and now I'm thinking I'm just gonna keep them.
Like, don't tell me that now. When I see them, I'll be like, hey, remember those Legos Lego Juan wanted to give you?
Busted yourself out, Juan.
Like, because of the pandemic, everyone started building Legos again. I was like, oh man, yeah. I kind of want to get in building Legos. So me and Lisa, and it's cool because me and Lisa build them together. So it's kind of like a bonding thing that we're able to do where we just build like sets together. We built, we did a stream where we just built the big Grogu figure, the big Baby Yoda figure. We built the Friends set, the Big Bang Theory set together. So it's been fun. Definitely just kind of picking it up, but it's definitely like I'm not lining up in front of stores for cons anymore. Like when they used to do like shared exclusive or anything like that, just because like it's almost not worth it, you know. Like I'll just do a pre-order, and if I can't get it, then I can't get it, sort of thing, you know.
I'm kind of that way, but then at the same time, I'm like, eventually I'll get it.
That's one way to that's one way to look at it too.
I think maybe the thought is that, like, you know, we value our time and our, you know, how we use that more. And so, like, yeah, like Dave's saying, like, we can say, like, okay, well, if I get it, I get it, or eventually I'll get it. It's to say, like, in this moment, like Juan was saying, like, maybe waiting in line is better used. Plus, there's a safety thing, too. I think maybe that.
Oh, right. Some right.
folks, but,
yeah. JP, were you saying something?
No, I was going to say, in Dave's case, he'll get it because he has those bots.
Busting me out, JP.
So as far as, like, we talked about some of the stuff that we were picking up. If you could name one of your favorite pieces that you picked up during the pandemic, what would it be? I know for me, it has to be the Dumpster Fire. I'm just going to say, as a whole, all the Dumpster Fire figures that have been coming out have been really cool. And it just kind of, like, explains the year as a whole. It's like the perfect figure for this year, for the pandemic. Was a Dumpster Fire of a year. But at the same time, you know, for me, Ben was born, you know, still was a great year, so like there's still some joy within the Dumpster Fire that you see. I think my favorite Dumpster Fire is the Nightlight, just because I use that for Ben as a nightlight.
Nice,
that's cool. Yeah
How about anyone else?
I mentioned, you know, the Rambi. I think that's one of my favorites, one of my favorite pickups. I have a small collection of watches, and I picked up an R2-D2 watch from Nixon. So that was it. But then I was thinking, okay, well, what has come from this pandemic, and then also like what I want to keep collecting. And it's this isn't just, you know, I'm not just trying to butter up the host of this podcast, but I was thinking about it. Dave's Post-it note drawings. That's like, I've got two, and Dave just finished another one for me. And so I'm going to keep adding to that collection, you know?
Yeah.
And if I get designer toys, I'm going to get Dave's art. No, but I'm really cool. Liking this, like, you know, this little mini collection of Dave's Post-it notes art. So.
Thanks, it'll be cool to get a bunch and just frame them all.
Well, I've got two framed.
Oh, they're framed too?
I framed them. I've got two of them framed right now.
Nice.
And then they finished the third one for me, so I'll have to figure out what I'm going to do with another frame. But I'm going to stick with the theme of Mikey Mike's mashed up with other things. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
Aw.
Oh, thanks, man. I need to start getting on there and getting Dave to draw me more things.
We framed the George one he drew for us, so I think it's framed downstairs.
Yeah, the Ben and Chance one and the Murder Machines are on our computers,
monitors. Thanks, guys.
Japes, what was your favorite piece that you picked up?
The one he just ordered.
You mean the one I just ordered? No. It would have to go with the Prado Sune.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think because that went towards a good cause too.
It did. No, definitely. The money was going towards a good cause too. And so I was more than willing to spend, as you can tell.
For people who weren't part of that stream, can you explain how you got the Sune and what the money was going towards?
Priscilla was doing an auction going towards two charities. And
Priscilla being Valor and Vellum. She was on the podcast last time. And correct. Sune is one of her characters that she made, and she does vinyl figures for.
Her first designer toy, actually, resin. I believe. Yeah. Or resin. It's, well, designer toy still, resin, but made out of resin.
Sorry, James, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So there was an auction for them. And originally I was going to go gung-ho for the Sakura Sune. Ooh. Man, that was intense. That was really intense. It was like my heart was racing just watching the numbers fly.
Priscilla and everything. Said that her butt was clenching during this game.
JP, I think you could have screaming at the monitor.
I was like, oh my gosh, they just bit again.
Yeah.
JB, I think you could have won it if you threw in a couple body rolls.
Like maybe that would happen.
She was auctioning them off on her stream, and there was like a bidding war for it, right?
Yeah.
Bidding what was war the ending for, bid for that, Sakura Tsune?
1,001.
Oh my god. You should have put 1,002.
That minute of wait time where she put the timer, that's entirely was like, should I just pull the trigger and do 1,002?
Yeah.
1,001 plus a body roll. 1,001 plus a body roll. Plus a body roll.
It was on a Saturday, JP. Stimmy Saturdays.
I know it was, but hey, I didn't get that, but I ended up getting the proto Tsune.
Yeah.
Nice. For cheaper, yeah, I think too, that's, right?
Yeah, cheaper. It was still like amount of money.
I don't know if you have to say it. It's okay.
I don't want to say it. I'm just like, but hey, we went for a good cause.
For sure.
But yeah, like I think that's my favorite. But then other than that, I'm one thing that I want to start collecting, and it started even more, is I like lightsabers.
Mm. Nice. So I was there when you built your last one, Japes.
But then I got this one from Spectrum, and it doesn't work right now because the battery's dead, but it's a really dope lightsaber. Oh. And I kind of, yeah, I've always wanted to collect lightsabers, so.
Is that Luke Skywalker's?
Nice. Yeah, you should have come upstairs to when you were over, because Noah has a bunch of lightsabers he has on his wall. Cool.
What's the next one on your list, JP?
I kind of want to get Kylo's. Kylo's is on my list.
Ooh, yeah, with the mini sabers on the hilt.
Are you sticking with a brand, JP, or are you going with like whatever you can get your hands on?
I'm going with whatever I can get my hands on, to be honest. And then there's some, like, I already have designs for a custom one I want to do and everything like that I'm thinking about making myself. So
you could try for Count Dooku's. Count Dooku's has like a Philippine martial art influence. Yeah. So
yeah.
You can go for Count Dooku's.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I want to get everybody's curve, eventually.
Yeah.
Cool.
Actually, JP, sorry. I just want to further enable the cause.
He's got another
link. I saw a Count Dooku lightsaber at a collectible store in Concord.
Send the link.
Amazing.
I'll send the address.
I'll send you the address.
The address.
Okay.
Do it. As JP leaves right now to go to
see you guys.
Little do you know, you don't see it because of his background. He's in the store.
You mean this one?
How about you, Av? What's one of your favorite pieces?
Favorite pieces has to be all the Beehive collectible exclusives that were made.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Just super, super thankful that the artists and the toy makers agreed to do all that stuff for me. So the Jason over at Barely, the Seated Barely Glow in the Dark, even made me a custom, five inch Seated Barely. So that one's pretty cool. The Rambi, of course, from Vanser Toys, the Honey Bear pin from Valor and Vellum, Priscilla. Super, super thankful for all that. And it's
the Mikey Mike pin from the Mikey Nerds.
The Mikey Mike pin.
I like your buttons that you've been putting out too, like that Filipino.
The Filipino, the Beehive Collectibles Filipino buttons, pretty sick. And yeah, just the new one, I just showed this on our latest stream, the Patrick Ballesteros hug figure is pretty cool. Maybe I could talk to him about something.
Ooh.
Ooh.
You heard it here first, people.
Yeah, maybe.
Weekly leakly.
Oh man, there's so much I want to. No. There's more. No. But there's more. There's more Beehive collectible exclusives coming up. So.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh man. Isn't there a Rato Kim one coming soon?
There might be.
Wait.
We're gonna leak it now?
No.
I don't know. It's just rumors. There's nothing confirmed.
There's a few rumors that might be coming. Who's listening right now? So we'll see. I've spoken to Rato Kim. There's Deathly Cute. There's Christina Jason.
Cooper.
Yeah, yes. Christina Cooper. I've spoken to Jason again at Barely. We've got Priscilla on board for something. So it's gonna be a good good year, I think, or good second half of the year. So sweet. Be on the lookout for a lot of announcements.
Squashy.
Father Raj, there's more stuff to get excited about.
Well, there you go. Beehive lightsaber, JP? Is that
yellow lightsaber?
I will definitely get that.
Ooh, can I share something that I want to see? I want to see a Beehive Squashy collab too.
Yeah.
Oh, with Steph. Yeah. With
Steph. Yeah.
I know her. Dave, how about you? What was one of your favorite pieces?
Ooh, it's so hard to choose. like what Av was saying, I mean, the Rambi has a special place in my heart. Thank you for that opportunity, Av.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because Dave actually designed that.
Designed it, yeah.
Oh, I had a little hand in it, I guess. But I know we were talking about Priscilla's Sune. She made me a very special birthday gift inspired by Jonghyun. So that's definitely one. But, man, I would say the one that I really, really worked hard for, the Manila Killa metallic colorway of Quix. Yeah, yeah, I worked so hard on that deal. And I'm glad it made it here safely. So yeah, that's my favorite piece.
Nice. How about you, Jorge?
Same thing. It's tough to choose. I really do like all of my Beehive exclusives.
Yes.
I'm really happy to have those in my collection. But aside from those, one of my favorites is probably the Ratokim Quix collab. Mm-hmm. Ratokim, known for her box cats, dino cats, bread cats, etc. She did a collaboration with Quix, which is another one of my favorite artists. And their collaboration was basically a Quix-inspired dino cat, which turned out really great. All resin, hand-painted. Can't even see a single flaw on that thing. I don't know how she painted it so perfectly. But
a beast.
She is a beast. She is so good at her craft. She's really good at what she does. But that's probably one of my favorites.
Nice. Another one of my favorite things was just picking up art from local artists or, you know, small business artists. I talked about it before, but like Destroy It Darren, he had some cool stickers I would pick up. There's someone called JYK who had some cool stickers I would pick up. Supporting Valor and Vellum and her stickers and her pins and just all the different artists was pretty cool to kind of support throughout the pandemic as well.
Can I add one more?
Yeah, for sure.
The Murder Machine. But I got a special one. I got one that's signed by you guys. So yeah, by the average nerd. Sure. So that, you know, there you go.
I think the thing I love about the Murder Machine, for anyone who doesn't watch us on stream, it's just been like this running joke we've been having on the stream where we just give away hella murder machines because we would order a bunch trying to get a chase, but never got one. And then it's just the fact that like everyone has kind of gotten aboard and kind of in on the joke now. It's like, we want a murder machine. We want one signed by the average nerd. It's just, it's made it a lot of fun. And with that said, I guess just kind of jump into our next topic, because we started doing Twitch streams and we started, you know, just interacting a lot more with the Nerds Unite community and with just like the Funko Fanatics and just bunch of folks who just watch us on stream. How has it been and how's it helped you throughout the pandemic just just interacting with all these people? I know JP, you have your own stream as well. You started streaming on Twitch also. How's it been for you?
I've been enjoying it, actually, just streaming on Twitch. I pretty much the first year, well, yeah, pretty much most of the pandemic, I didn't have a job, so I was unemployed and I had nothing to do. So I thought what better thing to do is I play video games, might as well just start streaming it. And yeah, I just started developing this community of people who just watch me stream and everything. I've met friends now who I've never met in real life. Like I've never seen them face to face, but I play with them all the time when I play video games now. So it's just like, it's cool, like developing all these friendships and also like with all of the Nerds Unite community as well, like developing friendships with them and just, it's been helping like a lot when it comes to like dealing with the pandemic when you're stuck at home and you can't really do anything. At least there are people out there that I can watch and we can communicate and be friendly with.
For sure. It's funny because I feel like the pandemic and like streaming and just being on Twitch, I've actually interacted with a lot more newer people than I would have in any previous year, I think, just throughout the Twitch community and through the Nerds Unite community and people who listen to our podcast and things like that. So it's been really fun. How are you, Father Raj? I know Fam and Fed started streaming as well, and you're a constant member in our Twitch chat also.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it when, what was it, Finest Funko is like, Father Raj, give us a blessing.
Sure, yeah, it's great. Shout out to Finest Funko. Yeah, it's great. No, I, you know, I told you, I've told you guys some this personally, and maybe I've said it on stream or on the podcast before. I enjoy your guys' podcast. I've been listening from the very, very beginning. Mm-hmm. And part of it was it's just a reminder of, like, you know, the goodness of folks and community. You guys have a really good, strong community together in amongst mm-hmm. The average nerds. And then that overflowed into, you know, the Twitch community and now the Discord community. And I think that was really one of the tragedies, I mean, of the pandemic. We know that the loss of life, that, I mean, it's unspeakable. But mm-hmm. the loss of human, real, authentic human connection, I think that a lot of people were going through and are continuing going through. I think that was that's a tragedy also. Mm-hmm. But like outlets like this, outlets like communities, even digital ones, have been an incredible gift. And Juan mentioned it earlier about Animal Crossing, you know, for a very beginning part of the pandemic, there was a strong, we had a strong Animal Crossing community on Discord as well. And, and that, you know, got me through certain weeks or, you know, it was a spark of, you know, that human connection, people helping one another in the game. There was a joy about that. Right. And that's continuing on. I dig everything going on and connecting with people in this way on the Discord to share ideas with folks, whether we're talking about comic books or TV shows, share things we like together, to learn things from other people. Right. I learned so much listening to you guys' podcast about and streams about things I didn't know, designer toys or, props again for all that you did for the API community on those streams and bringing people together for that and sharing that information with folks. And so I think that's what's been great, just people connecting and sharing. I got to share about, you know, supernatural stuff on one of your Halloween streams.
Oh, yeah.
That was so that was fun, like, just to be able to, you know, yeah. I think people learning from one another, sharing with one another, community. It's great.
For sure. And then kind of shoot it back to you, like your streams that you've been doing with Fam and Fed and your podcast you've been doing with CC, and just like the joy you guys have brought to food, which everyone can definitely connect to. I think we've all enjoyed as well. Dave, you've probably streamed the most out of all of us with your 8 to 10 hour streams that you do. How's it been for you, man?
Yeah, you mentioned that, the 8 hour streams, and then, you know, Father Raj touched upon the AAPI Rise Up event initiative that we just finished this past weekend. I'd say that, I don't know. So I'm kind of like, when it comes to certain things, I like to take action, especially with like seeing like injustices and everything going on. And I think our little Twitch community coming together like that to help raise awareness and raise funds for the cause, is really something that, you know, I'm really happy that I was a part of. And and being part of the Nerds Unite community with Sully, C.S. Sully, the godfather of Nerds Unite, who is also a guest on our podcast. He put together a team for Extra Life, which is a organization that raises funds for different children's hospitals. Team Nerds Unite actually ended at, I guess, one of the top 10 teams globally for raising funds. So yeah, that was just an awesome experience to be part of. And I don't know, it's just been really humbling to still be able to contribute and help make a difference, even though we're all just doing it from home.
Yeah, definitely. I love the aspect of just us giving back or people donating and really connecting as a community and kind of getting together with all these things that are going on. Because, yeah, it's great that we're able to talk to each other and kind of joke around still and all that. Mm-hmm. But also it's great that, you know, we're able to kind of support each other when we all need it. How about you, Jorge?
I really enjoyed seeing how this podcast has evolved into something bigger than I think all of us already expected it to be. Because like what Dave was saying, like, I don't know if we ever talked about going into something where we would be making a difference or donating money. And mm-hmm. you know, it's just crazy to look back and see, like, we were able to put out good despite what was happening around the world, I guess.
For sure.
So, I mean, that and connecting with the community, like everyone's been saying, it's definitely kept me strong. So I appreciate you guys. I appreciate the community. And I appreciate that we found a way to kind of persevere through it.
For sure. I think when we started the podcast, our main goal and the only thing that we really cared about was just giving people an escape from everything that was going on, because we started the podcast in the middle of the pandemic. So we're like, yeah, we'll just give people, you know, some time to just hang out and talk about nerdy things, right? And then the only thing we really wrote down as like what we want to do was like, oh, guests we want to have on the show. And we've knocked out, like, I want to say more than half of it. We've had Mike Becker on the show. We've had Rato Kim. We've had Sully, you know, Patricio, Janelsa, Father Raj, you know, we've had a whole bunch of cool people on the stream. So, like, and it's gotten to the point where, like, rather than caring about who comes on, we're caring about, like, the message that we're saying, which is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Av, how about you, man?
Same.
Girl, same.
No, that's what everyone said. It's cool to, you know, take your mind off things during the pandemic. And like everyone has said, and what everyone out there is thinking, it's what would we have been doing, or what would we be doing if we didn't have, or if we didn't start a podcast, really? Yeah. You know, I can't imagine, you know, it's been almost a year. Our year anniversary is coming up from starting this podcast.
Oh, wow.
So it definitely... not only, you know, took our minds off things, the tragedy around the world, but also gave us that voice that we wanted to start. You know, and like Jorge said, we talked about this like a year ago or a year and a half ago. Actually, no, it's longer than that. 2 years ago. And just talking about it and then finally getting to start it and trying to have fun with it. And then once we got going and got the hang of things, our voices are now being heard by many others that we didn't expect. So it's really a good feeling to not only be able to talk about things, certain things, and play around and have fun, of course, but then there's also the serious topics that we hit, but also doing it with you guys. You know, I couldn't ask for a better group of guys to work with on this.
Oh, thanks, man.
So we're going to continue to do what we're doing. You know, we found Twitch, and Twitch is another platform where I didn't expect, you know, everyone knows I'm a big goofball. I'm a ham. I don't care if people laugh at me or if I'm laughing, you know, all the time. But it's something that I was afraid of at first, like, man, what are people going to think of me and or of us as a group and this and that. But I think we came out really strong, and it brought us, I mean, closer to other people, other collectors that we've known. Mm-hmm. But I think this past year, it brought us closer to the group, which is crazy. Like once everything goes back to normal or whatever normal is, and we get to see all these people in person, yeah, it's going to be different because we've seen all these people at conventions. I mean, we probably, you know, hi, what's up? But now it's going to be like, dude, we're going to hang out with all these people. We're actually going to hang out.
One big party.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not just a pass by hi. Oh, hey, what's going on? How's it going? But now it's going to be, we're going to hang out and have drinks and just have fun with everybody. So
yeah, I have to agree with you too, because then, like, I know a few of us have talked about this before, that usually when we all see each other at cons, it's a quick like, hey, what's up? Yeah. Catching up a little bit. But then after that, it's kind of like,
yeah,
we all don't really like keep in contact with each other. But I feel like these platforms have kind of helped us keep in touch with each other, especially more that, you know, with the whole pandemic and everything. And I'm just really grateful for that. For sure. And especially like you guys mentioned, like not being, we didn't really know how things were going to be like entering the whole Twitch thing as a podcast, but I want to just give a special shout out to, the Dorksmen, Secondary Heroes, and Geek Together, because they really like, those are the podcast groups that really encouraged us to be part of Twitch during the SDCC event that we all threw. Yeah,
for sure. Speaking of cons, we got to take Father Raj and JP to their first Comic Cons. Oh, yeah.
Yes. I would yes. love to go.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Dave has been, you know, before pre-pandemic, he was always trying to get me to go.
But, Dave has an extra ticket, man.
I do.
JP, we'll get you in too.
We'll talk.
Okay. It's going to be crazy. Like, if you guys go, like, your first time, it's going to be, like, everybody... They know who you are. They know Maharaj. They know JP, Jiro Moriarty, you know? So it's like, when you see them, it's like, you're coming in at a good situation right now. We're like shy. We're like, oh, is that so-and-so? Is that? No, they're going to say, Father Raj, man, what's up?
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a lot of fun. But just talking about the Twitch community and just, you know, doing podcasts and kind of just, you know, keep interacting with all the fun folks. What I've definitely appreciated throughout the pandemic is that mental health definitely took the forefront and that people really started to acknowledge that it is a big deal and that it is something that you should be taking care of for sure. What are some of the things that I guess you guys have been doing other than Twitch, or you could definitely talk about Twitch more if you want, but that has been helping, like, I guess, groom your mental health and kind of keep it sane throughout this whole year?
Everything we already mentioned, I think, kind of covers that. I think in the beginning, I thought of these things as outlets, but looking back on it, I see it as a, like, truly, these were like gifts. It was a gift to have this opportunity to connect with people when we thought we weren't going to be able to have any connection whatsoever, yet we could still get a little bit. And I think Father Raj mentioned that earlier, but, you know, we still were able to get that through these communities. It's helped me a lot. Definitely. I'm grateful that we were able to do this and come together and continue to do this. I noticed, like, now, obviously the pandemic's still going on, but people started going back to work or back to school and going back to their normal responsibilities. But I enjoy that we're still able to do this. We're still finding ways to keep it going. And I hope that we can keep it going even longer, because I think even it's still nice to have these things to turn to decompress, to talk about our hobbies.
Yeah, totally. I think, you know, that notion of like, okay, take the time to decompress or take the time to rest. I think in the pandemic, that was definitely one thing that was highlighted for me, at least, you know, with uncertainty of when things were going to change or the ever-changing rules kind of led me to reflect even in my own ministry and the projects that I had going, to say like, okay, you know, success right now here in this moment, or like accomplishing something right now in this moment wasn't as certain, right? So like, to just say like, okay, well, you know, we might not finish this project yet, it's okay to rest, it's okay to take a break, it's okay to catch up on other things, not that you're being lazy or not that you're, you know, you're putting off work, but there was this kind of, at least for me in my own reflection, just like, okay, I can breathe. I can take a break, and then I can enjoy some leisure things, right? So I know a lot of us, to go back to Juan's question, like, what I do for mental health? Sometimes I just veg it out. I know a lot of us started watching TV shows, right? You know, there's a lot of ones that I had been putting off for a while that I didn't finish. I finished during the pandemic, actually, because of your guys' podcast. I finished Clone Wars and Rebels, right? Ooh, nice. So that was like, what, your second or third episode, whatever it was, where you were talking about Star Wars. So I finished Clone Wars and Rebels. I'd been putting it off for years. Well, and, you know, the last season of Clone Wars came out.
So good.
So that was great. So that was a good mental health break. I finished The Blacklist, a couple other shows that, you know, had been putting off for years. So caught on some new shows, Cobra Kai, all those other things, right? So that was one way. And picking up more comic books again and some just regular books, those were some ways that I took a break, just vegged out in, you know, in leisure reading or leisure watching. Yeah.
For sure. I love that you said that it's important to kind of just take that time and to take that break if you feel like you need it. He gave us the okay to talk about it, so we'll kind of address the elephant that's been in the room for a bit. But the reason why Jay hasn't been on the podcast for a while is because he's been taking a mental health break. For those who don't know, he works at a hospital as an IT technician. So he has to go to work every day. The pandemic didn't let up on him. If anything, it got harder for him, you know. So it was a lot for him to juggle, you know, work and just home life plus the podcast and streaming. So he came up to us was like, for my mental health, I just need to take a break. And what I love about us, not to like toot our own horn, but we're like, yeah, dude, take all the time you need. Like whenever you're ready, let us know when you're ready to come back sort of thing, you know? And just, we're just there to support him. Like, even though we haven't had a podcast with him in a while, we still see him all the time.
We still talk to him
every day in our group chat, you know? So, like, I just love the fact that we're just definitely supportive. And I guess that's something that helps me with my mental health through it all is that just having the people to talk to, whether it's on the Average Nerds or through Famine Fed or JP or anyone else, you know, like, just having the people there to kind of support you through it all is definitely super helpful.
I'd say, I mean, because it has gotten to me every now and then. And then I kind of just I give it its time, you know, just sitting there in those moments and then kind of just like taking a breather and reflecting on why am I feeling this way? And yes, it's definitely been very humbling. Just remembering it's not about you, especially during the time of the pandemic, you know, one of the sayings that came out of it was we're all in this together. So it's kind of humbling to know that there are other people that are going through worse and don't have it as good as you do. So that's kind of been something that's been helping me with that is just keeping that kind of humble mindset and then always being grateful for what I have. Yeah,
for sure. How are you, Japes? I know you kind of came to the streaming world a little towards the end. What were you doing before that or what kind of helped you throughout it all?
Like I said, the thing that I started doing with the pandemic was running, and that was my major way of dealing with the situation because it was a lot of being when you're stuck in a room, cabin fever. Yes. So it was every time I felt that, my immediate response was go out and take a run. So that's in terms of mental health, that was one of the big things, like just listening to music or listening to the story from the Zombies app. And it's just like getting my mind out of what's going on in the current situation and things like that. That helped me out a lot. And before I even started streaming, I was watching Twitch more since that was like a way to communicate to people, like to have a conversation with chat, like being able to talk to people. Because, like, you know, in the beginning of the pandemic, it was like, how are we going to communicate? Do we get on Zoom? Do we use all the other apps that came out of nowhere during that house party and all that stuff? Like trying to figure out ways to
party. Oh man. House party. Yeah.
Trying to figure out ways to like have fun. And like, yeah, Twitch was a big part of me just communicating with people. And like I said, with the Nerds Unite community, like developing friendships with them. One day you're playing Rocket League with Omigatos, and next thing you know, he's calling you a Rocket League legend every time you say hi to him on stream, even though it was only that one time and it will never happen again.
Shout out to Boston.
Boston and Andrea are really cool.
Yeah.
And then meeting him for the first time, I met him, I was able to actually meet him. And the first thing he said, like, it's the legend.
So like, where did you meet him at? At Beehive?
At Beehive, yeah.
Oh, man, that's a good place for me to interject. Like, that was another thing. Like, Beehive has been this place where I've been able to reconnect with people.
Yes!
Like, even, you know, that's good for my mental health. Like, I actually saw people, actual live people at Beehive. So I've been there with Japes a couple of times and ran into them. Safe, obviously, with all the safety, safety precautions. But and then some of my students have been going into Beehive. When I was at Sac State, some of my students from the Newman Center there. I think Ralph, Cosmonaut from Mars, he goes in there every week.
Yeah.
So, you know, to reconnect with folks in these other places, that's also, mental health.
It's a good meetup spot. Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever been to Beehive and not seen someone that I know randomly. There's always like a random meetup whenever we go.
Yeah. I guess I could go with that. Mental health for me is those meetups at Beehive. I mean, it's so fun, even though I'm working a lot. It's you know it's funny when any of you guys are there, it seems like it's hella busy. It's like I have no time to hang out with you guys because I'm in there working. And it seems like it always happens. So come more often. But yeah, so I don't take too much seriously. I try and joke around as much as I can. I like laughing. I like making people laugh. They know I've gone through a lot of stuff personally, but just to show everybody, it's not fake. I mean, I'm happy a lot of the time. You know, you see me laughing or cracking jokes, it's all legit. It's all genuine. It's not me putting up a front because me being sad. For me to balance those emotions is just something that I do. You know, of course I'm hurting still, but my natural personality is just, I'm going to smile. I'm going to try and make you laugh. I don't care if it's at my expense. You know, it's going to be there. I'm lucky that I don't have to really fight, you know, quote unquote demons, as far as like struggling with, you know, my emotions. But, you know, like I said, there's the personal life. For sure. It's tough, but I guess I found a balance where I could be the real me and show who I really am, but still feel, you know, the sadness, because I'm not afraid of showing it either. So, you know, me crying all this time, you know, I've cried a lot on stream and I'm not ashamed of that. So I think, for me, it's just being okay with letting people see the real me, you know?
Yeah.
Me letting my true personality show and not care what people think. Because it's, you know, I think I'm a decent dude. Like, I'm not gonna, I'm not fake. So dealing with mental health is me being myself and letting it show, you know?
It's like that scene from Inside Out when it's like sadness and joy both touched the ball.
You can say that. Yeah,
that's beautiful.
So it's just finding that balance and not really worrying about it. And I know I mentioned this earlier with what are people going to think of me and us as a group when we're on Twitch, because people are actually going to see us. And it's just finding that, it's okay. You know, if I'm going to say what I say, you know, I may sound stupid or people may think I just fool around too much. But it's just like, okay, whatever, you know, it's me. So if people like me, they like me. If they don't, they don't. So I think that's even I get, you know, the old man jokes a lot, which I'm okay with, but that's just me as finding. Just
let us know if you ever want us to calm down on those.
No, it's fine. And I told you this before. It's funny because the one reason it doesn't bother me is because I'm really not that old.
No. I think that's what makes it funnier, because it's like.
Right? So if I was 60 hanging out with a bunch of 30-year-olds, but I'm not 60. That's why I'm okay with it. But still, but it goes with who I am. I'm okay with people laughing at me because I like laughter. Laughter is what really saves me from being a downer all the, you know, like I said, or like people know, you know, losing Ava, losing a child is in general is, I think, the toughest thing to ever go through. Especially at a young age. Gosh, I was in my early 30s when she passed away. It's been 13 years. I feel like I found a balance at my, going through everything in life.
Yeah.
And I finally found a groove. And, you know, I've said this before, it's because of you guys. You guys brought something out of me that kind of just allowed me to speak my mind and be comfortable with whatever we talk about, like, you know, in our group chats or something. If I'd be okay to send you a stupid ass, you know, meme or whatever, or if I say something dumb, you know, I'm okay with it. But yeah, it's and, you know, I don't want to forget, you know, Anna and Noah being here helps a lot. We watch a lot of TV and we laugh at people on TV. So yeah,
nice.
But number one, laughter is key for me. So
for sure.
Yeah.
Speaking of laughter, when you said emotions, I thought you were going to break into some karaoke Mariah Carey. Because that was one of my favorite moments of the pandemic, was watching you do karaoke.
Oh, man.
Mariah Carey.
Give the people what they want, Av. We need to do just a stream of Av just singing Mariah.
We need the Mariah cut.
The Mariah, yes. Mariah
cut. Release the Mariah cut.
Well, if we continue our happy hour Mondays, we might see something like that in the future.
Here we go.
Mariah Mondays.
Mariah Mondays.
Mariah Monday.
There it is. You did it. You coined it.
Nice. One of the things that also helps me with my mental health is playing games with people. So with that said, you guys want to play a game?
Let's go. Nice.
Let's do it.
Nice segue.
we've done this on the show before, where it's basically categories, but we just don't call it that for legal purposes. We don't have a name for it.
We have a name? I was going to say.
We're just the game. We're playing a game.
That would be a perfect time to cue JP's voice. Do you want to play a game?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, JP. Yeah.
Oh, hold on.
Do you want to play a game?
Oh.
Wow.
I like that. That's
wow. JP's like eyes turn colors and everything. That was kind of scary.
Flame jump onto a tricycle.
How'd you do that? Like, Raj, do we need to perform an exorcism or something?
So at the top of the show, we were talking about collecting and some of our favorite toys and brands and things like that. So we're going to place categories or whatever we're going to feel like calling. We're gonna play a game where I'm gonna pick a letter, random letter generator, and you're each gonna have a minute to write as many of these items within that category that start with that letter. So it's gonna be toys. So the first thing is toys. So name as many toys. Could be action figures, could be jacks, hopscotch, whatever toys you want that start with this letter. And then I am pulling up my random letter generator right now.
Are we writing on our notes? Are we?
Yeah, write it down on your notes on a piece of paper.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing piece of paper.
Random letter generator says, ooh, that's an easy one. S. All right. And your minute starts now. And time.
Oh, man.
Woof.
Woof.
All right. Let's let our guest go first. JP, what you got?
I have stuffed animals.
Ooh, okay, there you go.
Spider-Man.
Okay.
That's it. Most of the time was me looking around my room just like, oh, what do I have here that begins with S?
Father Raj, how about you?
There's a couple of these that I don't know if you're going to count, so maybe I'll start with those. So are we counting in any board games? So I put Sorry and Scattergories.
Yeah,
sure.
Okay. Yeah, I think so.
Soup Troops. I don't know if the Paka Pakas count. They're collectibles. Yeah. So I said superhero action figures. I don't know if that So, and then I said Spider-Man and Superman.
Okay. That's six.
And then for anyone who remembers the Rex Navarrete joke, I said Santo Niño. Does that count?
I'll count it.
Santo Niño?
That's an action figure you could have.
He's got the spirit ball in his hand. Spirit ball.
Yeah.
And then two classic ones, Slinky and Skip It.
Ooh, nice. Wow. That's nine altogether.
You killed it.
Yeah.
All right. I do a lot of trivia. I like trivia, so and board games.
Dave, how about you?
Oh man, I don't have that many, but I have Sune,
oh, nice. Okay.
Scrabble, and soda.
Oh, Funko soda is nice.
I didn't think about
all this
that.
Stuff I don't have on mine.
That's it.
Av, what do you have? Let's go with you.
I have Super 7.
Okay.
Sanrio.
Okay. Oh, nice.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Yeah. That's two
and
points.
Shrek. I don't know. That's it.
Shrek.
SpongeBob SquarePants is double iteration.
Yeah.
How about you, Jorge?
I was like, oh man, I wasn't sure if I should just name a bunch of characters and just because they all have toys. I did a couple, but so I got Super 7. Does that count as a double iteration? Super 7?
Oh, yeah, it does.
It can, yeah.
Super 7, so two. Superman, Slime, because, you know, kids play with Slime these days. Or am I old now? Is that old? Do they still play with Slime? I don't know.
They still do Slime. They're still, they're still Slime people.
They do. Yeah, sure. Especially because of the anime.
They add glitter to it now. It gets everywhere.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, there's a bunch of Slime coming out of Ben's nose.
Softball, Sega. Okay.
Sega, nice.
Soldier, like a toy soldier.
Okay.
Super Sentai.
Oh, okay.
Figures, right?
I guess if you're in Japan, sure.
Yeah, they're toys.
Power Rangers. That's all we got.
Nice. Did you tie Father Raj? Was that 9?
Super 7, Superman, Slime, Softball, Sega, Soldier, Super Sentai. 9.
Oh,
wow.
I actually put Sand, but I didn't think you would count it.
Nah, that's
Anakin wouldn't approve.
It's coarse. It gets everywhere.
And the toy Sand was spelled with a Z. It was Zand. Oh, you guys remember that?
Oh, Zand.
All right. We got two more rounds. So this next one, the category, since we have JP on the podcast today, and he likes to eat different candies on his stream, we're going to do different candies.
No, specifically candies one candy.
Candies that start with the letter H. Minute starts now. And time.
I got a decent amount of H.
Wow. Okay. Ooh,
right. Okay. Let's you go first so everyone can steal your answers.
Okay.
Keith Bar. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Henry's.
I think it's O. Henry. Because I almost wrote that down. It's O. Henry, right?
O. Henry.
I wrote it down.
Henry.
Dang it. Okay. Harry Potter Bean Boozles.
Harry Potter Bean Boozles. Okay.
Hearts. Like from Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Hershey's Kisses.
Oh. Okay.
Hershey's Bar.
Oh.
Then just hard, as in hard candy.
Okay. I'm surprised you didn't say Hershey's Cookies and Cream.
Okay.
How about you, Father Rush?
I only got two. I got Haribo.
Ooh.
And then Heath. I got Heath also. So Haribo and Heath. Nice. But just those two.
Japes, how about you?
Yeah, I got Haribo, Heath, Hershey, Hubba Bubba.
Oh,
Hubba Bubba.
Nice. And Haichu.
Oh, Haichu. I just bought some Haichu today.
God, I love Haichu.
That's pretty good.
All right, Av, you love candies. Let's see what you got.
I don't even look at the names. I just eat them. All I got is two. I got Hershey's and Haribo.
Haribo. Nice. Yeah. Dave.
I only have two also, Haribo and Haichu.
Oh, nice.
I wrote down honey, but I was like, I don't know where this is going.
So there is a honey candy.
You probably get
the one with the bear on it.
Ryan Monday, there you go.
Oh, all right. Last round. The other guest that we have today is Father Raj, who hosts his own podcast called Famine Fed, where they talk about food. So we're going to keep it very general. Any food.
Wow.
Any food.
Oh, okay.
That starts with the letter T. Oh, dang.
That's oh, man.
Oh, okay.
Minute starts now. And time.
Oh, hit a wall there for a sec.
All right. Host of the Famine Fed podcast. I feel like you would know the most foods here.
We'll try. Are we going to count other languages?
I'll sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So tacos.
Okay.
Tiramisu. So I go on to a Italian bend here. Tortellini. Yes. Tagliatelle.
Okay.
All right. And then I switch over to Filipino food. And I've got tinola, tinapa, tinapa, tinapay. Tocino.
Yes.
Tapa.
Yes.
Tamarind.
Okay.
Tortilla.
Ooh.
Torta.
Ooh.
Toblerone, the candy. Taffy.
Okay.
And then this is a condiment, Tabasco. I don't know if you.
Yeah, sure.
Ooh, all right, well, there you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
15?
15?
Yeah, 15.
Dang, everything but tomato.
I was gonna get to vegetables soon, but I didn't get there in time. I was gonna do tomato anyway.
All right, James, how about you?
A lot that Father Rush had, but I got tacos, tilapia, tofu,
I didn't say that. Ooh,
tomato. Yep. I said tomato toast.
Toast.
Ooh, okay. Tiramisu. Wow.
Tiramisu.
Tuna. Trout.
Oh my gosh.
Tater tots.
Tater tots.
Tots. Don't forget the tots.
Turkish delights.
Oh,
Turkish delights.
Turkish delights.
Get in the Winter Soldier. Turkish delights.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tocino. And then I got Twix, tapioca.
Dang, I think you made me.
Tootsie Roll and Three Musketeers.
Oh, man.
Three Musketeers. Oh, 16. Yeah.
16, you beat me.
Wow.
Dang. The butterfly. Nice. That's old. Let me see you, Tootsie Roll.
Oh, man. You beat me with tater tots. Double. You beat me with tater tots.
Shit, man. I got Tocino. I got Tocilog.
Tocilog.
I got taco. I got taco salad. Taco pizza. Which is a thing. There's a taco pizza.
Jorge, did you put taco pizza? Exist.
I didn't put taco pizza.
I got torta and I got Three Musketeers.
Nice. Seven. Okay. Jorge, where's that taco pizza at?
Is this a restaurant? Tim Hortons?
It's donuts.
Coffee and donut
coffee.
Place.
Okay.
In Canada.
Tim Hortons.
But it's
Tommy's
not a food.
Burger.
It's not a food.
Okay.
Is it a restaurant? Yes.
You can't eat at Tim Hortons.
Okay. Then scratch those last two. All right.
Tommy's Burger?
Yeah.
Unless
there's a burger named Tommy's Burger.
All right, just listing off restaurants. TGI Fridays, Tortilla Joe's,
Olive Target.
Olive Target.
Target.
Okay. Topsilog, torta, tomato soup, tamarind, tortilla soup, tongue, as in lengua.
Yeah, tongue is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's all I got. That's it.
I like I have tomato soup, but not tomato.
I know. I got tortilla and tortilla soup, but I forgot tomato.
Nice. Dave, last but not least.
Okay. I have tilapia, tinapa, tinola, turon, tapa, tocino, tossed salad.
Tossed salad.
Tomato basil soup, tacos and taquitos.
Another one with tomato basil soup, but no tomato.
He even added the basil.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I love how everyone went foreign with their foods, specifically Filipino.
There's a lot of Filipino foods that start with a T.
It's Filipino food month.
I think overall, our overall winner, Father Raj, you have taken it. You were the top.
Oh, man. I don't know.
All of them.
You get a recount. But, well, thank you. What
we
do I win?
We'll send you a prize.
Do I win one of those, the Rambles?
I can do a pause.
I'm just kidding.
Dude, I'll buy you a Beehive Midtown hat. You have one yet?
Midtown hat? I want to get one. Yeah.
All right.
I don't have one yet. Okay.
Win one.
I got you.
Oh, thank you. You're just gonna give me the one that Lisa won?
Oh, no. She's gonna want to keep that. She's gonna want to keep that. Okay. I won anyway, so I was like, now that she won one, now I can just buy it for you.
I can hella hear her like, hold up.
Awesome. Cool. Well, this is pretty much towards the end of our episode. But before we like to end every episode, we like to end it with our quote of the day.
Don't quote me, boy, because I ain't said
language.
And today's quote of the day is brought to us by Mr. Dave Matran.
So this is kind of in reference to Raj and JP getting into more collecting habits.
Mm.
Everything is proceeding as I have foreseen. But just kidding. Something more serious is from. Wait,
who is that from?
Oh, sorry, that was from the good old Palps.
Good old Palp.
Emperor Palpatine.
Good old Palp.
But yes, nah, yes. That was just kind of a joke.
Yes. My...
But yeah, I actually have one from artist Patrick Ballesteros.
Nice.
Oh. Pinoy artist. Simple. Have fun. Be a kid.
Nice.
There you go.
Short and sweet. I love it.
Love it.
This pretty much wraps up our episode. Before we take off, though, Father Raj, you have anything you want to plug?
Yeah, I mean, it's Filipino Food Month, and so on Famine Fed, we're doing a bunch of different things, some streams, doing Filipino food, snacks, and desserts over at the Urban Picks Twitch, and then we're going to be dropping at least 2 podcast episodes this month, nice. One on Filipino food in general, then one on Kamayan, and then we might sneak one on Lechon at the end of the month. So, but yeah, so talking Filipino food, check us out at Famine Fed on Instagram, and at the Urban Picks Twitch. That's Picks with a Y, P-Y-X. So there's that. And I was going to text you guys, but I know all of us here have tasted the lobster candy. I picked up some lobster chips to maybe redeem lobster flavor. I'll get you details about where you can pick it up, and maybe we'll do that on the stream. Try some lobster chips. Ooh, Seafood City Vallejo. That's where I picked it up. Seafood City Vallejo.
Seafood City Vallejo. Okay.
Yeah, I picked them up. Nice. Lobster. I'll send you a picture.
Sounds yeah.
I'm definitely excited for all those podcasts. Edible. I feel my blood pressure going up already. And then JP, you have anything you want to plug? Mr. Jiro Moriarty on Twitch?
That's exactly what I was going to plug. You can, I'm Jiro_Moriarty in all my socials. Just come check it out. I'm doing a community challenge actually on Twitch, where if you people use their channel points, I'll do a 12-hour stream.
Nice.
So I'll I think it's active. I think it got active on Saturday, but yeah, it's a challenge for anyone who comes by the stream, donate some of the channel points, and then if we get enough, I will do another 12-hour stream.
Ooh, wow. Can I add to JP's too?
Sure.
So yeah. JP's been a great DM, Dungeon Master, for a bunch of us in the Nerds Unite community, and we've been live streaming these on his channel. So yeah, always looking forward to those. Super fun.
Next one, thank you for actually saying that. I'm planning the next one to be on the 24th.
So. Yay!
Man, should I finally dive into the Dungeons and Dragons scene? I've been meaning to all these years.
Yes. You know, does Father Raj want to come in on the 24th?
Ooh.
Man, we'll talk.
Okay.
Well, that pretty much wraps everything up. Again, follow us wherever you find your podcasts. Google Podcasts, Spotify, iTunes, Apple iTunes. Podcasts.
LinkedIn.
MySpace.
LinkedIn.
MySpace.
Google. LinkedIn Recruiter. LinkedIn Premium.
Napster. LimeWire.
Just find one of us and we'll start
AOL
talking.
Instant Messenger.
We'll do a live reenactment of the podcast for you. But again, also find us on our socials on Instagram and at Twitter at Average Nerd Pod, or find us Twitch, at the Average Nerd Podcast, where we stream at least once a week. We're throwing in new random streams here and there. Keep a lookout on our Instagram where we put updates normally. Otherwise, it might just be a secret stream. Who knows? But that's pretty much it. Thanks again to our guests, JP and Raj, for joining us today. But until next time, see you, nerds.
And she's like, oh, I was taking my daughter here because you mentioned that there's like a... Sorry, I'm doing a voice.
I was like,
a
voice. I was like, oh, okay.
What?
Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
then Dave actually designed that.
Designed it, yeah.
Oh, I had a little hand in it, I guess.
You did. More than a little hand.
And then
kidding. That was meant for the stream, not the podcast. I don't know.